Hey there, it's Mathieu.
And this is Federico.
Welcome to The Dart Bullseye,
a podcast on innovators, entrepreneurs, and investors,
aka people familiar with the meta. In fact, we love to chat with brilliant people coming from all walks of life.
Like you who want public revenues.
You who love space packs in 3 months.
You who want to challenge Amazon e-commerce.
You who dream to send your car to space.
You who invested in oil during the green bubble.
Welcome back, everyone. No guests also today, which is very unlikely, but it's rather time for a wrap-up.
Yeah, it's nice to be back after 8 episodes of our podcast. How do you do?
I found it more overwhelming than I initially expected it to be honest. But it was definitely extremely fun and interesting to have meaningful and deep conversations with different players from the innovation economy in Europe. Don't you think?
Yeah, the same here. And I especially liked the very, you know, non-commercial approach they had during the podcast. I mean, they were not trying to sell anything. They were just reflecting their experiences about being entrepreneurs or investors or whatever.
I appreciated that a lot from them. It was very much basically telling us about themselves, about the challenges that they faced and the successes that they've experienced. And in general, all of this providing a lot of interesting knowledge that personally I didn't have when starting our little test or our little podcast.
So I listened to the episode 0 of the Dart Bullseye today before registering this final wrap up. And I wanted to see if we kept our promises or not. So we said that we would interview innovators, investors, entrepreneurs, and we did so. So we did that.
We were leaning very much towards entrepreneurs, yeah. But eventually we managed to also invite one investor and one innovator in the group, yeah. And that was very insightful, I think.
Yeah, we should have focused maybe a little bit more on diversifying the various kind of guests, but I think it's kind of normal. Entrepreneurs are, on one hand, maybe there are more entrepreneurs than investors, of course. I hope so, at least. And then, of course, they also reply with more willingness to be interviewed. So it's maybe normal.
Truth be told, I also listened to our episode 0 before the wrap-up to just have an understanding. And yeah, I think that a good action point for ourselves is to make it more balanced in the future and try to get the attention of investors and innovators who might not be as many as entrepreneurs, but they're definitely full of interesting inputs and insights on what they're doing. But I mean, beyond balancing the guests, another thing that I noticed is that our original ideas of the type of sectors that we would be covering with our guests wasn't exactly like then the people that we talked with the most. So we mentioned a lot about clean tech, yeah. Energy, mobility. At the end, this we found guests coming from other type of spaces.
Yeah, but I think this is also at least partially explained by the fact that this was our first attempt. And in this kind of situations, you probably want to engage with people you know, or people at least you can trust in terms of reliability. So maybe it was due to the peculiarities of our personal network.
Most definitely. Considering that we started really from scratches, we both connected more with the members of our network for having these informal chats.
Yeah, and especially I think this was something to be expected, so something that could have been mitigated, and especially by me, but managing a pipeline in this kind of not professional activities. So, I mean, it's not the core activities you do every day. Well, it maybe needed a little bit of attention. It's not easy because you have to not only invite people, but also check if they are suitable for a podcast.
I guess that it's important definitely to find a person who's comfortable talking with someone else and good at keeping up the conversation, having a good storytelling skills, I would say. But there is always room for improvement. And I think that we both did a pretty good job in managing the pipeline so far. But nevertheless, what you mentioned regarding pipeline, regarding preliminary check, and regarding building the pipeline as well, that could be a perfect example that we could a perfect topic that we could cover next up, like in the future, and trying to...
Yeah, why not?
I mean, it doesn't only apply to podcasts, it applies to...
Yeah, a wide range of things. Yeah,
exactly.
Even investors, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, the LPs, you need to find them, or they need to be happy and be involved in the commitment of your fund. So managing a sales pipeline, it's a pretty interesting topic.
Yeah, and what do you think about the 20 to 30 minutes we expected our podcast to last in our episode zero?
I mean, we failed big time. I can tell you that a couple of times with certain guests, the conversation went on for 1 hour, 80 minutes. And then that required a lot of, not even copy and paste, mostly cut and trash bin, more or less. But yeah, at the end, like, it's also something that you cannot really expect in advance, like how good the conversation will be. Obviously, you book a time slot, but you go over time.
Yeah, but it's normal. I think it's something that always happens in these kind of situations. But well, at least we didn't miss one thing. This had to be a weekly podcast. And it was a weekly podcast. It required a little bit of coordination, but well.
That worked out.
It was a weekly podcast.
That worked out. I agree. I mean, it was nice. I think it showed some commitment from our side. And also, we managed it pretty well, I would say. I still don't know if coming out with a podcast on Monday is the right time of the week. But what did we discover? We discovered that we were able to stick to a specific schedule, let's say. But I think that also we learned many things from our guests. And what were the best three learnings, in your opinion, from your perspective?
Yes, of course, I agree. And there's one thing that I in particular appreciated, which is their ability to stick to one project, to one idea, to one goal, and putting everything into it. It's something that it's really hard for me to do because I always have a lot of windows open, and it's hard, you know, to choose one and stick to it for a long time period. So yeah, that was something that I really appreciated and something that I learned from.
You took a very good point, to be honest. Now that I think about it, especially in this moment where I have multiple things going on, I would like to pick that one, but... truth be told, if I have to be honest with myself, what I enjoyed the most out of this conversation were listening from our guests, sharing with us their bread and butter. And in the case of founders, for example, how they manage to solve certain situations, overcome certain challenges, and also some nitty-gritty aspect of life as a founder, approaching the investors, trying to understand exactly how to form the team, figuring out how to shape the product, how to deal with regulations, especially when you are in a highly regulated market and you are trying to spinning out a new product. But on the other end, I also experienced a couple of very interesting conversations on macro trends or phenomena happening right now. In hindsight, I think that this initiative of ours was very nice. Now the question is, how are we going to make it even better?
Well, I think one area of improvement could be the choice and the consistency of the themes we face. So, I mean, for instance, we may dedicate 3 episodes in a row to areas like energy or food tech or space technology, so that we can really deep dive into each of them with different guests, from investors to entrepreneurs, and also people working in academia.
Totally agree. I think that, I mean, we should diversify our guests. Finding someone from academia would be extremely amazing to see, like, research and really going to the very core of innovation, I would say, how the knowledge is coming out from academia. But I like actually the aggregation of episodes by themes. That would be cool. Themes in terms of sectors, but also in terms of quick bites of knowledge for startup people. I'm thinking about, I don't know, a whole series about how to building up a sales pipeline, for example.
Yeah, so something that could be useful also to a target that is quite similar to our guests, actually.
Exactly. I think that especially in that case would be extremely interesting to see how different people in different contexts experience certain common problems or common challenges.
Okay, so we should start planning the new season.
But the question is, when will it come out?
That's a tough question. I would say end of spring.
End of spring. That'd be good. And then nice time, longer seasons. You might be listening to the podcast while running along the beach, for instance, if you're lucky enough and living by the seaside.
By the way, you're very optimistic about the COVID situation.
I am indeed. probably naive. So now we have a date. A question got answered. The following question is, what are we going to talk about? And in this case, we need your help.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. And you can find all ways to stay in contact with us in the description of this podcast. And we would really appreciate your suggestions and your inputs.
Since we are an innovative duo, we also support FACS for whoever is still into this kind of technology. But please, no pigeons.
Hey, we started the ending music. It's not supposed to be there today. It's not a regular episode. Stop it.
But are you satisfied with today's podcast, Federico?
No, of course I'm not. We didn't have any guests. I cannot be satisfied. So let's remove this part, please.
Let's keep it. It's good. I think that the best part of our podcast, as per our audience, is the music. So let's keep the
music. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I received a lot of positive feedback for it. So with these notes, let's say goodbye to our folks.
So long, people.